This is Wade Ramsky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a reaction to the continued boycott of the Israeli occupation, Israel has barred 20 groups from traveling to the country, including U.S.-based Jewish Voice for Peace that has 70 chapters and 15,000 members. Also, the American Friends Service Committee, Code Pink, Campaign for Palestinian Rights, and other organizations in Chile, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Norway, Sweden, and South Africa. In 2016, there were more police per capita than there were when crime peaked in 1991, but officers now deal with half of the crime they did. Loans from wealthy investors and banks based in Israel to family businesses benefiting Jared Kushner, a White House advisor, and Trump's son-in-law are imperiling his role as an objective, neutral Mideast peacemaker. 11 Saudi princes were arrested for holding a sit-in outside a royal palace while demanding that the government continue to pay their electric and water bills and give them compensation for the execution of a relative who was sentenced to death for a murder last year. Outdated 911 technology, if updated to the modern levels, could save 10,000 lives per year, according to experts who ask, why can Uber find you and not 911? The Trump administration ended special protection for 200,000 Salvadorian immigrants who have been in the U.S. effective since September 2019 when they have to leave. Severe blow in New York, Houston, and San Francisco and other major cities that have welcomed them since the 1980s. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, controlled by Republicans, rejected the Energy Secretary Rick Perry and Trump administration's bid to subsidize coal and nuclear power plants as unsustainable. Charges against Cleveland Bundy and his sons for their standoff as squattered at his ranch in Nevada for refusing to pay grazing fees were dismissed in trial for the failure of the Justice Department to share required information. Under the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, parents must give permission for a company to collect internet data on children under the age of 13. In Britain, large companies are required to publish the average salaries of the men and women they employ. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.